The group Christians United for Israel, led by controversial Reverend John Hagee, is holding its third annual summit in Washington, D.C. this week. Starting yesterday and continuing through Thursday, the Washington-Israel Summit, as it's called, will feature elected officials like Senator Joe Lieberman. The convention also includes workshops such as the one named Radical Islam in Their Own Words, given by Daniel Pipes and former Senator Rick Santorum. Lieberman's appearance has sparked controversy as he compared Hagee to the biblical Moses at last year's convention. Republican presidential hopeful John McCain distanced himself from the Reverend's politically volatile statements, like the one where Hagee suggested that the Holocaust was divine intervention to return Jewish people to Palestine. The Institute for the Study of Christian Zionism has called on Lieberman and other elected officials to disassociate themselves from the summit in a petition signed by 500 religious leaders. Peace and social justice groups like the Washington Peace Center, Peace Action, as well as Code Pink demonstrated outside the D.C. Convention Center yesterday evening where the gathering is taking place. The groups cite the extremist views against Iran and world religions held by many of the participants. My guest this morning is Malachi Kilbride with Washington Peace Center. Welcome to Uprising.
Yes, hello. That's Malachi.
Malachi, I'm sorry about that. Malachi, first tell us what happened yesterday evening before we go into the background of this organization and its conventions.
Yes, well, as you pointed out, they have a convention going on this week. Yesterday evening, what was happening was what they called a pastor's dinner. So as Kufi conventioners were leaving.
And again, Kufi is Christians United for Israel.
Correct. And as they were departing the D.C. Convention Center, there was preparations for the pastor's dinner. So a contingent of between 20 and 30 people from various groups were outside protesting, confronting, and trying to engage the attendees of this event.
I want to play for our listeners some sound from last year's convention. This is actually an excerpt from a mini documentary that was posted online called Rapture Ready, the Christians United for Israel Tour.
Therefore, it is time for America to embrace the words of Senator Joseph Lieberman and consider a military preemptive strike against our land to prevent a nuclear Holocaust in Israel.
And that's the voice of John Hagee, who, of course, is talking about attacking Iran at last year's convention. Malachi, let's talk about Christians United for Israel. Give our listeners some background about this organization, how long ago it started, and what their goal is.
Well, it's quite amazing. It's an organization that has an incredible amount of access to the White House and also Congress. And one of the things that's really striking about this is that it's a new organization. It was founded in early 2006. So it strikes me that such a new organization can have such access to the decision makers in our government. And it's an organization of evangelical and fundamentalist Christians who believe that Israel is a country that is blessed and sanctioned by God, and it should have the right to do whatever it has to do to survive, including supporting the taking back of all of the lands that Palestinians are on right now. They also advocate a first strike against Iran, which was the impetus for last night's demonstration. Many people are concerned that Kufi is one of the leading organizations calling for a military strike against Iran.
So the origins of this organization are certainly, it seems, rooted in many of the right-wing fundamentalist and evangelical Christian groups here in the United States who probably campaigned very heavily for President Bush for both terms. Would that be accurate?
Yes, and it goes a little bit further than that. It's actually a confluence of interests. It is the Christian fundamentalists and evangelicals, or the Christian Zionists, but it's also the neocons who were very instrumental in bringing us the Iraq War, and also other right-wing members of Congress and organizations like AIPAC. So you'll see a lot of crossover on the board of Christians United. You'll see people like Gary Bauer and other people involved, like Daniel Pipes, Elliot Abrams, you know, figures that we've heard about for decades now, who have been involved with a lot of nefarious military and foreign policy adventures.
Now, the neocons aren't necessarily religious or even fundamentalist or even religious, and yet you're saying that on this organization, they're even present on the board of Christians United for Israel, Kufi.
Yes, I mean, they're either on the board or they are very instrumental in working with Kufi and supporting it and being or leading the workshops this week. They're working very, very tightly with each other. And I think that's this confluence of interest is what allows Hagee to make these very anti-Semitic statements, like saying that, you know, Hitler had to exist, or his purpose in life was so that the Jews could end up in Israel. And so a lot of these very backward anti-Semitic statements can be made by Hagee, and yet these Zionists and neocons, many of whom are also Jewish, are just able to sort of dismiss that and say, oh, well, you have to look at the whole context of Hagee's life and his statements. And again, beyond this Israel issue, he's made a lot of other very hateful type of statements, like against Catholics, calling the Catholic Church a whore and things like that.
How does the anti-Semitism, how does Hagee's views on the Holocaust fit within his worldview of Christian apocalyptic vision?
Well, I mean, I'm not a theologian, but my understanding of his position and the position of the members of Kufi, they believe that the Messiah, Jesus, will return for the second time only when there is this united Israel and Jerusalem is one city for the Jews, and it's controlled by the Israelis. And they also believe that there will have to be this final conflict, this final apocalyptic war before the Messiah returns. So it's very strange that Jewish people would get together with this Hagee if he really ultimately believes that the Jews, for the most part, will have to be annihilated, except for, I think, 144,000 or something. It's a very strange theology to many people.
My guest is Malachi Kilbride with the Washington Peace Center, one of the organizations demonstrating outside Kufi's annual convention yesterday evening, and certainly many peace organizations are very critical of organizations like Kufi. But Malachi, is this the first time that peace groups have openly targeted this convention? It's only the third convention, but has this happened before in 2007 and 2006?
I ran into some people yesterday evening who said that they were at one last year, and that was probably an informal gathering of people who are very concerned about the issue. So this is like the third one. And I expect that there will be more, considering the legislation that's in Congress right now, H.R. 362, which is calling for an embargo against Iran, which is a very volatile thing that many people will lead to a military response on the part of Iran, because they will be threatened with the cutoff of their oil. 40% of their oil is imported, even though they are a great oil-producing and exporting nation. They have to bring in 40% of their oil.
Now, Malachi, what about the role that this organization plays or can play within presidential politics, particularly as it relates to this year's election? I mean, John Hagee and his connection with John McCain has been raised, although not very much reported in the press, in relation to or in comparison to Reverend Jeremiah Wright's relationship to Barack Obama. But even beyond that, do you see an organization like Christians United for Israel, Kufi, being very influential over the presidential candidates?
Yes, I do. For one thing, one of the purposes of CUFI is to be a rapid response organization to events and other political items. So Hagee is able to promote his agenda, the CUFI agenda, through the huge membership that he has. Thousands upon thousands of people in a rapid response can immediately call Congress on whatever the issue is. At this convention, they are up on the Hill right now visiting members of Congress. So they will have an impact on the presidential debate and also the election, too.
And it's interesting regarding John Hagee, the controversial reverend who heads CUFI. There is or has been a lot of video evidence of his very extremist views, over 100 of which were taken off of YouTube recently, as reported in the Huffington Post, that over 120 videos from YouTube, which depicted the preacher in a very negative light, were taken off as a result of apparent copyright infringement that John Hagee's lawyer brought up to YouTube. So certainly they are trying to clean up this man's reputation. Maliki, where can listeners find out more about your organization and your efforts against CUFI?
Well, the Washington Peace Center has a website. It's washingtonpeacecenter.net. But you people can also go to the United for Peace and Justice website or the Code Pink website.
Mm-hmm.
But one important thing is that this legislation in Congress, House Resolution 362, must be stopped.
And that's the one on Iran.
That's the one on Iran that's calling for an embargo.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, as a part of the lobbying days through UFPJ, over 50 representatives and senators were contacted in person by people on the Hill going up to speak out against this.
And unfortunately, we're out of time, but we'll link to the information about that bill on our site as well later today. Maliki Kilbride, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Maliki Kilbride with the Washington Peace Center at washingtonpeacecenter.net. You are listening to Uprising for Sonali Subversive Thought for the Day. Susan B. Anthony once said, "I distrust those people who know so well what God wants them to do because I notice it always coincides with their own desires." That's Susan B. Anthony, and that's Sonali Subversive Thought for the Day.